Welcome to Sonya Storytime Podcast. So y'all know last I was telling y'all about what happened to me Friday. And I said, well, you know, I'm at a safe place now. I'm at my friend's house. It gets worse. Okay? Instead of my friend saying that, you know, you can't stay here right now, or whatever the reason you can't, or I don't want you, whatever the reason was, my quote-unquote so-called friend, which right now is nothing to me, goes, sneak around, calls the police, tells the police they don't know me, they don't know my name, and can they come and remove me from their house? So as when the police gets there and they come in, it was two guy officers. So when they get there, they ask the person, like, what was going on? You don't know this person. How is they in your house? It's through a mutual friend that I know them through. And I want them to leave because they were yelling in my house. So I'm scared. So the other officer, he said, I doubt that you're scared, but he was like, Miss, what happened? I said, honestly, they came in, start yelling. You know, I ignored them because I didn't know why they were yelling. Then they just kept yelling, so I start yelling back at them. And they, like, got mad, took them out. Oh, I'm loud. They neighbors are gonna hear, and stuff like that. So the other officer was like, well, you know, they took a report. And then the other officer was like, you have to go. So they're like, but this is my house. They was like, it's obvious that you're the aggressive, you have to go. But this is my house. It was like, from what I see, you were working. I said, yes, I was. Because they see, like, my laptop and stuff, you know, my microphone and stuff. Because I was in the midst of making my other podcast, my other episodes. So they was like, yeah, you get your stuff and leave. So long story short, they wind up. So they said, Miss, we know that the trains are not working right now. Can anyone come and get you? So I said, yeah, I call my friend. He's going to come and pick me up. So they was like, okay, well, you leave it to her friend, come and pick me up. But it's my house. It's my house. So he's like, yeah, but you still have to leave. So they wind up taking that person. But here's how I feel about this. I will no longer have no human contact with anyone. Meeting humans does not get along. Humans are liars, conniving, deceitful, manipulative, and for no reason. No reason you sneaks around to do these things where, as grown-ups, we have the ability to tell somebody if we don't want you in our home. We have the ability to tell somebody, like, can you just leave? It's all about communication. But since humans don't know how to communicate and they like to do things that sneaky or things that try to destroy you, I will not be around them. I will not take no phone calls from no humans unless it's the doctor or my children. Me and humans will not be interacting. I will, and people say that's impossible, but it's not. There's a whole thing of going into the store, and every store now has self-checkout. Only person I will be interacting with is my beautiful kitty Snell. Because I realize that animals don't betray you. They don't act like it's okay for you to be in their home when they really don't want you there. You know, they don't do sneaky things. They love you. They cuddle up against you. My interaction, I will not be interacting with no humans. Food can be ordered. Anything I want, I will just order it. Just as long as they ain't got to interact with humans. I am over interacting with humans. Humans, I don't have the patience. I don't have the energy. I don't like the sneakiness. I don't like the attitudes. I don't like just being around humans. Humans is, you know, I don't care what nobody say. They just do. For me, humans like who they like. And if they like you, really, really like you, then they are down for you. If they truly don't really care for you, they will do some undeniable, deceitful, conniving bullcrap. And I don't have time for it. I don't have time for humans to sit here and do these things. Because the bottom line, I am well outspoken. I say what I want to say, and a lot of times people don't agree with it and people don't like it. But I really, in my opinion, I don't care. So it's like, I don't need to interact with you. You don't need to interact with me. We are fine on that level. I am fine on that level. You know, I don't want people around. Once you do these type of things, once you do anything that make me question you as any quote unquote supposed to be friend, associate, family member, whatever, I choose not to be around you. You know, because I don't like those type of people. I don't know what the real agenda was behind all of that. To ask me, do I care? No, I don't care. To ask me, will I ever be around that person again? Hell no. Could that person ever speak to me again? Hell no. Would we run in the same paths again? Hell no. And that's how I feel about people. Once you turn out to be this type of person, I have no dealings with you. You're completely cut off from me. And to be honest, I would, if I ever see you on the street, it's like I wouldn't know you. I would not know you because all thoughts of you would be crossed out of my head. So, and this is the truth. Thoughts of most humans are really crossed out of my head. So when I run past you again, I really don't remember who you are, what's your name. You know, none of that. And to whoever's with me, whether it's the children or my sister, and I'm saying to her, like, who is this? Or who is that? Because I don't really have thoughts of humans. Because, like I said, humans, they have all these agendas, all these underlying motives for what they do, and only they know why they do what they do. But I'd like to thank you for listening to Sonya Storytime Podcast. Please give it a 5-star review on Speaker, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, wherever you listen to your podcast at. Please share. Yes, and my other friend did come pick me up, and I did come to my own house. So, and that's where I will be staying from now on, with me and my little kitties. And my website, http://wordpress.com. Go to follow my son Sounds on Instagram. Got an app out on Apple, Spotify. They still, my phone is still broken anyway, so I don't know. It's just been a bad, bad week. Yeah, and y'all have a blessed night.